Bakit ba akala ng tao pag kunyari meron kang spiritual awakening, intindihan mo bakit ganun yung nangyari?
Mm-mm.
Bakit ba akala mo yun na yun, tapos na, parang may band-aid ka lang na itatapal, tapos yun na ulit, ikot na ulit yung life mo?
Yes,
pero
tama.
In reality, hindi eh. Parang the question is, how do you sustain that? How do you actually live your life with your own purpose na makikilala mo talaga yung sarili mo? Ba't ka talaga nag-exist?
Welcome to the 7 Dimensions of Wellness, the podcast that helps you reassess your habits and helps you progress. The 7 dimensions are as follows: a spiritual, physical, emotional, career, intellectual, environmental, and social. Reassess, progress. This is the 7 Dimensions of Wellness. And welcome back to the 7 Dimensions of Wellness, the podcast that helps you reassess your habits and helps you progress. I'm your host, Jerome Paul. Thank you for tuning in. So runners, it's been a long time since we had an episode here on the Runaway Podcast. Our last episode was before Christmas age, but of course the holidays happen, and of course the New Year's Day happens, so that gave us a lot of time to fully understand kung ano yung mga natutunan natin for the past few episodes with the 7 Dimensions of Wellness. And now, we're back! Okay, so we still have 3 more episodes left, and since we're back, let's start it right now. Okay, so tonight's dimension is all about environmental. So this is all about knowing how our environment can affect our well-being. There we go. So our guest tonight is known for her gift and wisdom in space alchemy. She's the head of the Design and Build for Pathways community. And she's also my ate, so Pathways. So please all welcome Mika Andrande. Hi ate, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. So, ate, hello. So, ate, the floor is yours. Siyempre, you can tell us more about yourself. Any notable experiences lately? Ayan.
So, ano kasi ako eh, aside from, yun nga, being one of the core in Pathways, as a design and a quantum design builder in Pathways and a space alchemist, I'm also an architect by profession, and I own a construction company called Hiraya Project Construction with my husband Brian. So also I just had a kid kakapanganak ko lang nung
congratulations
before Christmas. Yun kaya matuloy-tuloy kasi yun nga, pero okay naman, healthy baby, bouncing boy. So bouncing boy.
Sagittarius baby, tama ate? Sagittarius baby. Yeah. Okay.
Sige.
Mm-hmm. Ayon. Thank you. Oh, and of course, kakatapos lang ng Chinese New Year by the time we release this episode. And how is 2024 so far? Kamusta naman?
Okay naman. Very para siyang, for me in my experience, it's, there's a lot of shaking na nangyayari, pero at the same time, we have a training kasi na ginagawa sa Pathways, sa alchemy, na spiritual incorruptibility. So, in a way, equipped tayo to face that,
mm-mm,
to face the shaking na nangyayari outside.
Yes, I agree. And yung shaking, just to give context to everybody, usually it's coming from within, no? It's usually like asking the questions like, what? Who am I? Sino ba ako? Those
nadala na rin ng astrological chart mo na affected ka dun sa nangyayari outside. Bakit?
Yes. Yung ano yung recent na tawag dito? Yung sa solar flare, like before the new year, kaya hindi din ako naglabas ng episode ng podcast or even my vlogs kasi like super affected ako in a way na I would just like lie down sa bed. I don't feel like working. I don't feel like creating. Na parang I'm exhausted. Ganun yung feeling. So, I forgot kung ano yung event na nangyari that time. But that really hit me hard. Like, ganun. So, with that said, I want to ask you, kasi tinanong ko din sila Mami Jay, Ate Det, Ate Ash, Ate Elna, how did you know me?
Siyempre, yung from our workshops, tapos before, di ba, we had an first time natin nagkita, nagkaroon tayo ng healing
yes.
Sa pathways mismo.
February 1.
So, wow! Oh my gosh!
Ay, tama ba? Basta February. February.
Galing. Yan. So, marami tayong na-unfold that day. And ever since, parang may connection.
Totoo. I was surprised kasi at the time, I really tried my best to like remain calm nung I was with you, I was with Ate Det, and I was with Mommy. And napansin din ni Mommy Jay na medyo nahihiya ako kasi usually kapag food talaga, hindi ako nahihiya. As in, hindi ako nahihiya. Malakas ako kumain kapag pagkain talaga. And habang kumakain tayo noon, like, you ask me all of a sudden, like, okay ka lang ba? Like, sabi ko, opo, bakit? Sabi ko, fight feeling ko na parang may sumisigaw na, alam mo yun, may narinig kang sumisigaw. And then I was like, God, how did she know? Kasi paano nalaman yun? Ayun. But
yung katulad nga nung lagi natin sinasabi sa pathways, your energy will never lie.
So
parang
yes.
Kahit without words, yun, you just sense it. And yun, siguro ganun.
Totoo. Kaya on, like, that experience has become one of the many notable experiences that I have with energies na kapag may nararamdaman talaga ako, I should never immediately dismiss it na,
wala yan.
But maybe it's something more. Now, I'm gonna ask about your journey then, because of course, they say it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. So, Ate, how did your spiritual awakening and journey come about?
Yeah. Ako kasi I'm one of those people na pumupunta sa healing journey nila ng without knowing that I needed help, that I needed healing. During that time, yung first kong na-encounter yung pathways, akala ko I love myself. Ako kasi yung type of person na na kung i-describe ko yung sarili ko para akong textbook. Para kung yung life ko, it's like a textbook to me before. That's how I used to categorize myself. As if yung ibang tao, pag titingnan ko ibang tao, para silang coloring book, napaka makulay ng life nila.
Yes.
Adventure, parang ganyan. Yung sa akin, parang it felt like a textbook na from childhood, nag-aral, nakagraduate hanggang nagkaroon ng sariling life.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, yung sa akin lang, nagkaroon ako ng sariling company.
Ooh.
Tapos, akala ko during that time, yun yung company namin ni Dete before. Akala ko during that time, parang yun na yung purpose ng life. Na parang very material, very physical lang. Actually, nakalimutan ko. Ang dami rin ganun na pumupunta sa pathways na akala nila yun na yung life. Na parang nabuhay sila to work.
Mm-mm.
Nabuhay sila to satisfy people around them.
Mm-mm.
Tapos not knowing na, teka, meron pala akong kaluluwa. Meron pala akong spirituality. Meron pala akong soul.
Yes. Yes.
Nawawala yung aspect na yun. Yun. So for me, yung spiritual awakening ko, siguro sabihin natin, I didn't know I needed help during that time. Kasi parang sobrang success-wise in terms of yung norm na tinatawag. Okay ako eh. Like, masaya naman yung family ko, masaya ako, masaya yung seemingly, masaya yung outside environment ko that I created for myself. Pero bakit pag mag-isa na lang ako, parang ang lungkot. Parang meron akong hinuhugot na sobrang deep na grief inside me. That's where I started. From the self to ang dami ng sangay-sangay ng self na na-unlearn, na na-discover through Pathways.
Yes. Oh, and kano na kayo katagal with Pathways, ate?
Siguro mga 6 years.
Wow!
6 years siguro.
6 beautiful long years. A lot of unlearning to do and a lot of self-discovery.
Kasi sa totoo lang, it never ends naman eh. Yung it's an endless journey. Parang yun, actually yun nga yung pinag-uusapan namin kanina na parang bakit ba akala ng tao pag kunyari meron kang spiritual awakening, naiintindihan mo bakit ganun yung nangyari. Bakit ba akala mo yun na yun, tapos na, parang may band-aid ka lang na itatapal, tapos yun na ulit, ikot na ulit yung life mo.
Yes.
Pero in reality, hindi eh. Parang the question is, how do you sustain that? How do you actually live your life with your own purpose na makikilala mo talaga yung sarili mo? Ba't ka talaga nag-exist? So yun, it's an endless journey na kami, kahit na like journey namin to together, kahit sabihin natin 6 years, maliit na amount of time pa lang rin yun eh, compared dun sa nilakad ni Mommy J. Alam mo naman yun, parang almost 40 years.
Yes! And, 1988, my goodness!
we believe kasi na ang ito, yung it's our life, it's our passion, it's our purpose, yung service na ginagawa namin. So, I don't think may stop to it until, kumbaga talagang ano siya, I signed up for this talaga.
Totoo. Like once
talagang you... ano siya, parang, alam mo yung sinasabi ko sa'yo kanina, di ba, meron kaming company dati ni Dete. Ano yun? Construction firm. Design and build firm. There was a point in my awakening life na I had to let it go, yung dating company na yun. Kasi unti-unti akong nakakita ng mga layers upon layers ng sabihin natin corruption within and without. Na hindi na siya nag-align dun sa
purpose.
Gusto ko for my life.
Okay.
So, okay. And then eventually, bumalik rin ako. I had to, alam mo yun, parang inano ko lang. Nag-stop ako, nag-pause ako, sabi ko sa sarili ko. Nagdasal lang rin ako nun. Sabi ko, Lord, ano ba yung purpose ko? Sabi ko, para saan ba ako? Bakit ako nandito? Ganyan. Tapos bigla na lang that same week, nagkaroon ako ng dire-diretso na projects with Brian. So, parang ever since then, hindi na siya nag-stop. And then, yun na, nag-unti-unti ng na-nurture yung kung ano yung ginagawa. And unti-unti ng nag-a-align yung kung bakit ba ako nandito to begin with. So, nagko-connect siya in the end eh. Yung question mo kanina about spirituality and question mo about ano ba yung last question?
like yung journey just come about.
Nagko-connect like siya in the end. Mm-mm. Kung ano yung ginagawa mo before, basta.
Yes. I get what you mean. Napag-usapan din namin siya ni Mommy J during the first episode ng podcast. You guys should check it out. Okay, like Finding Our Purpose with Jackie Avellana, the founder of Pathways. She asked me kung naalala ko pa ba daw yung core values ng school ko before. Like my high school, even my college. And she asked me ano na yung mga ginagawa ko right now. And she asked me one of the most beautiful questions I've ever heard na, do you think what you're doing right now connects to the core values of your school? And I was like, God, oh nga, no? So you're doing it without knowing it. Like, oh nga, what?
Walang tapon. Walang, parang you will not be led to where you are or where you were kung hindi mo siya, if you're not supposed to be there. Parang lahat siya intricately planned. May grand design to it all. So parang ano lang. Allow. Tingnan natin, ano, para saan to. Parang ganun.
Tama, tama. And for those people who are listening right now, like from Pathways, from the Runaway Podcast, or even just listening, you know, like, ano ba tong podcast na to? Ganon. I'm sure that it's not an accident why you chose to listen to this episode, to tune in, to click this, kasi meron talagang reason why. That's that. Haha! Ayan. Alright, thank you ate. And I want to commend you din dahil at times there are lessons that I haven't really fully understand sa Pathways while I'm looking back sa mga videos, sa mga live streams, and sa mga workshops. One of which is yung pag hindi mo kilala yung sarili mo, paano mo mamahalin yung sarili mo? And that's one of the toughest challenges that I have to face during my 25th year na magto 26 na ako. Oh my God, in a matter of days. 26 na ako. But you really have to truly fall in love with yourself talaga. Down to the last detail, both light and dark. Ayun. Yeah.
Yun nga eh. That's the question actually. How do you actually love yourself? Paano ka ba magmahal?
Mm-mm. And hindi lang yung basta-basta na, oh, bibili ako ng ganito, bibili ako ng ganyan, gano'n. Bibili ako PS5, gano'n. No. Like, you have to sit on it talaga. So, ate, do you have anything else to add before we proceed to the main questions?
Mm-hmm. Wala naman. Okay naman.
Okay. So, all good. Okay. So, of course, quick recap lang din tayo because it's been a while since we had an episode. So, we talked about finding our purpose with Mommy J. We talked about shadow work with Ate Det, like peeling the layers. We also talked about following our intuition with Ate Ash and our career, like using our purpose into our career with Ate Elna. Now, it kind of got me thinking kasi there's a hidden or parang subliminal message na na-pick up ko na we have to start from within. We have to start from ourselves. So, I hear this a lot with Pathways. Ano ba ibig sabihin natin ate when we say creating from within?
Based on my own experience, doon ka magiging unshakable. Doon ka makaka-create ng sarili mong stability for yourself. Na, sige, kung ano yung essence mo, kung ano yung lumabas sa'yo, kung ano talaga yung na-unfold mo and na-unlearn mo, na kung ano yung lumabas inside you, na napiga mo sa sarili mo, wala kasi kahit sinong makakakuha nun sa'yo. It's something authentic. It's something unique. So, yun yung tinuturo ni Pathways na yung once you discover that within yourself, yung self-discovery na yun, yung makikita mong essence mo, na ikaw lang talaga yung makakakita, ikaw lang talaga yung makakaalam, kasi journey mo yun, lakad mo yun.
Tama.
For me, it's something that makes you dignified. It's something that makes you your own person. Na hindi, it's not something you can compare eh. Talagang nakahulma siya sa lakad mo. Ikaw lang yung may ganun. So, yun yung ginagawa namin sa Pathways. Na yung creativity mo, hindi mo kasi siya hindi mo siya makokopya.
Yes, tama.
Ano mo yun? It's experiential. Kaya talagang authentic and unique siya. Kasi you have to open up. You have to parabang unbox yourself to be able to see yourself. That's the only way. Parang sa akin, based on my own experience, yun yung natutunan ko.
Mm-mm.
Kaya ano siya, kaya parang once na nag-create ka from within, una hindi ka umangkla sa iba, hindi ka nangopya or anything, mas solid, mas parabang grounded, mas lumalapag siya sa'yo.
And so, mas fulfilling din.
Kaya parang, ano kasi eh, yung nangyayari kasi sa paligid natin, like, parang naging norm na yung comparison, naging norm na yung tawag dito.
external
norm
validation.
Norm na yung magkaroon ng standard, magkaroon yeah. ng categories. Okay, ihuhulma ka. Yung parang nakaano tayo yung mga tao, ikaw, category ganito ka, ano ka ba, blah, blah, blah. Parang
mm-mm.
depending on race, depending on color, depending on religion, on like anything, okay. like sexuality. Nakakahon eh. Dahil dun sa man-made na categories na ginawa natin, nakakalimutan nating tingnan na, teka, we are all made unique. Walang kahit sinong katulad mo. Talagang you have a role to play.
Totoo. And gusto ko din yung sinabi mo, ate, na you really have to, tawag dito? Sorry, not really have to, but we were put into like categories and boxes para lang magkaroon tayo ng classification and identity. Alam mo, like your classification equals to your identity, which is kind of like, okay, nope. So, sa experience ko naman, so far, with Pathways, it's all about healing, yes, and it's been all about remembering who I was. Kung ano yung mga nagustuhan ko before, like, there were times talaga, and a lot of people then would agree that there were bad stuff, seemingly bad stuff, that really crushed us, na we tend to put our walls up na. And we tend to forget, we used to love this, we used to do these, na, you know, we just forget. And yung experience ko with Pathways, creating from within, it's really been just been beautiful because I'm starting to remember all the things that I've been doing before. Like even, and share ko lang very, very quick. Kasi I teach students, Chinese students online, kids, and yes, there's a communication barrier, but we love to do this activity called drawing and guess. And of course, you know, I would draw something, i-guess na lang kung ano yun. Like, kunyari, apple, banana, ice cream, you know. And I would usually get mad before kapag nag-scribble lang sila. Tapos sabi nila, ano to, teacher? Tagalog bigla. What's this? What's this? What's this? Tapos sabi ko, I don't know. Alam mo, immediate answer ko na, I don't know. Ano ba yan? Tapos natawa sila and then they would say, you know, their answer, pero sobrang layo ng drawing dun sa gusto nilang i-project. So it kind of got me thinking all these years of teaching kids, na halos 5 years na din, isn't that like a metaphor for something? Na like I absolutely admire like the kids' imagination kasi hindi pa sila nakakahon. Like, their spirit is really free. Like,
open,
they would
open
do what,
pa yung creativity.
Mm-mm, they would do whatever they want. Like, talagang, like, I would become an astronaut. Like, yeah, that's good. But like, it's just kind of sad na, and of course, there's nothing wrong with it that people choose to play the strict parent role. And, you know, it's very beneficial naman. But it's kind of really beautiful lang talaga to see there. Spirit is free. Creative. Oh, my goodness. Ayun. So, that's what I remember when I was thinking about creating from within. Ay, ka lang ate? All good?
Hindi.
Ay, okay? Okay.
No!
Okay. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
Anyway, gusto ko rin sabihin kasi, yun katulad ng sinabi mo kanina na parang nakaano pa sila, hindi pa nakakahon.
Mm-mm.
Yung kahon na yun kasi, yung sinasabi mo kahon, sa akin, in my own experience, ano yun eh, that's one environment that I allowed myself to put, that I allowed myself to get into.
Mm-mm.
Like, yung, di ba, parang sa space, di ba, sa space alchemy, for example, there's a mental space. Meron kang mental space na inalagay mo lang sa sarili mo, sinaklaw mo yung sarili mo, and you allowed yourself to be in a box.
Mm-mm.
Say, for example, may nagsabi lang sa'yo na, ito yung ano eh, ito yung kabilang side ng hindi pag-create from within. If you're creating from outside, ibig sabihin, whenever someone else tells you something, ano talaga siya, parang, ang tawag dito, since sa labas siya nang galing, kung ano yung sabihin nila, pwedeng maniwala ka doon. Kunyari, may nagsabi, ah, hindi ka magaling.
Ay, or, hindi na ako ano magaling!
Ay, hindi ako magaling. So, parang nakasaklaw na siya, nandito na siya sa headspace mo. Na sinasabi mo na palagi, meron ka ng, ang tawag dito, scenario in your head na hindi ka magaling and you're not worthy of anything. So, parang, that's one layer na ginagawa natin sa sarili natin. Na here in Pathways, merong dun pumapasok yung accountability eh. Dun pumapasok yung role ng accountability for you to choose your own to choose for yourself, to choose everything na you have a choice in life. Na parang marami kasing nangyari. Ako, for example, galing kasi ako sa isang abusive na childhood, na abuse kasi ako ng bata ako. So parang kinalimutan ko yon na nangyari yung sa akin. Parang binaon ko lang siya. Akala ko pwede ko siyang ibaon sa limot forever. So hindi pala.
Yeah, oh no.
Lalabas pala siya, lalabas at lalabas pala siya. And may reason for that kung bakit ko siya ginawa and kung bakit siya nangyari sa akin. So rather than allowing myself and choosing to be in a victim mentality, victim space, na sinaklaw ko yung sarili ko, rather than being in that space, tinatanggal ko yun. I have the power to remove the walls. I have the power to remove myself from the prison I made for myself. So it comes from choosing also. Pag hindi yun yung intention mo or yung galaw mo or pitik mo sa buhay, life will just seemingly happen to you. Na as if, kawawa ako, ganito yung nangyari sa akin, ganito yung nangyari sa akin sa work, so kawawa ako, or dahil sa kanila to, ganyan-ganyan. Parang laging may kailangan, there's someone to blame.
To blame, yes!
So parang, teka, bakit, why are you in that position to begin with? Or kung ano man yung nangyari, you have the power, you have the role na ipa-play sa pag-choose on how to respond to that, to what happened. So, parang ganun siya.
Okay! Sorry, I'm getting goosebumps kasi it also ties in sa episode with Mommy J and Ate Det. And the reason why, like, people get too comfortable with their pain is that they get used to the way of how they have handled things in the past.
Parang nagiging norm na siya.
Mm-mm.
Yun na yung tinatawag na nagiging norm. So parang, teka, nagkikreate ka na ng limitations sa sarili mo. So, teka, totoo bang nag-exist yung limitations na yan?
Mm-mm.
Sino bang naglagay niyan? Sino ba nagsabi na pag nangyari yan, hanggang dyan ka na lang?
Yes.
Marami eh. Marami. Parang, there's a way to get out of that box and you're the one na mag-unbox ng sarili mo. Magtatanggal nung lahat ng yun.
Yes. And it's going to take great courage, enough time din. And in some cases, sabi ni Mama J before, you would also need a mentor to guide you through that unboxing and unlayering din. Oh my God, like everything's starting to make sense. Lahat ng pinapanood kong videos. Nagkukulma ka. Okay, it's all coming back to me. Oh my. See, like, there's this, aminin ko na din sa runners and sa Pathways community, like every time we do a live session or a podcast episode, I get to learn something new talaga. Like from the alchemist. Oh, so thank you.
From everyone naman talaga. Kumbaga parang kahit sino naman na ako para sa akin, based on my own experience, kahit sino talagang makasama mo, kahit sino, pwede kang may matutunan sa kanila eh. So parang, yun nga, babalik tayo dun sa walang tapon. Lahat yan were put in your life, in your moment. to either teach you a lesson or to
give you a blessing.
Or ikaw naman yung magturo.
Mm-mm. Yes. Tama, tama. My goodness. Kalabutan ako. Wait lang. Letting it sink in. Ayan. Okay. So, Ate, do you have anything else you would like to add to the question before we move on to the next question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wala naman.
Okay, wala all naman. Good. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I think it's really obvious now. We've talked about it a little bit na oftentimes or usually we would get affected by other people's opinion about us and we can be shrouded by the negativity na nakalimutan na natin na hindi ito ako na kaya ko to tanggalin. So I would like to ask, does our surroundings like environment mismo or yung mga tao sa paligid natin, do they play a role in the process of self-discovery?
Mm-hmm. Sa self-discovery, yes, very big yung role na pinipay ng environment. Kasi ako, sa akin experience lang, nakita ko talaga yung effect nung yung external na surroundings ko. As a practicing architect na also, even through our clients, nakikita ko yung effect ng external na ginagalawan talaga, yung spaces natin.
Mm-hmm.
Dun sa behavior, and hindi lang yung effect ng environment, kundi nakikita mo siya as a validation of what's within you. Mm-hmm. Kunyari, for example, ang daming sangay niyan. Kasi pwedeng yung environment mo, it's a direct reflection of what's within you. So, parang ako, for example, ano talaga ako, very introverted. Hindi ako talaga nagsasalita masyado in public.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, I am choosing, like, ito, doing this podcast right now. Videocast ba to?
Uh-uh. Podcast.
Nag-choose ako right now to speak up. Kasi it's not about myself. It's not about me. It's about the hope na someone, mm-hmm. somewhere, can be inspired by what I'm saying, na ma-inspire din siya na mag-heal or mag-inspire din siya na makarelate din siya na parehas pala kami ng pinagdadaanan. So, may paraan. Paano natin mabubreak yung parang walls na nakalagay na previously sa environment natin? Pwede natin i-recreate yun, i-renew yung spaces natin kung nasan tayo.
Mm-hmm.
So, nagpa-practice ako ng architecture and nagko-construct, nagbi-build. Sa experience na yun, meron din kasi parang nag-marry na yung ginagawa ko with Pathways and ginagawa ko in my career. Mm-hmm. So, since nagkaroon na siya ng marriage na wala ng separation dun sa ginagawa ko sa labas ng Pathways and within Pathways. So, iisa na lang siya. So, ano ibig sabihin nun? Hindi ko inallow yung environment ng seeming separation niya. Create talaga ako ng something to marry the two. So, yun. Sa akin yun. Sa lakad ko yun. Parang katulad nga ng sinasabi ko kanina, kahit na introverted ako, magsasalita ako kasi ito yung pinipili kong path eh. Hindi ko hahayaan na yung shyness ko na yun, yung mag-restrict sa akin from speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, another about transforming our environment, yung ang dami kasi sa atin sa mundo na parang sa sobrang dami na nangyayari sa buhay, daming nangyayari sa panglabas, sa like whether sa kaibigan, sa family, sa religion, or sa mga in groups.
Mm-hmm.
Nag-create na ng categories na parang, teka, hanggang dito ka lang, ito lang yung kaya mo. So parang, it's up to you to decide kung, teka, tama pa bang nandito ako sa environment na to? Tama pa bang nandito ako sa space na to? Kung hindi naman ako na-honor yung truth ko dito sa space na to. Parang ganun. katulad ng sa practice din sinasabi ko kanina, meron kaming clients, for example, na sabihin na natin gusto nila ng organized life.
Yes.
Gusto nila ma-organized yung, maging organized yung spaces nila. Ano, magkukwenta sila, uy, ganito yung pinagdadaanan ko, makalat ako, ganito yung gusto ko ng organizational, parang gusto ko gumawa ng sobrang daming like rooms, rooms talaga na maraming storage, ganyan. So, kami naman, ako, gagawin ko siya, magde-design ako ng storage and everything. Magde-design ako ng rooms na talagang mag-fit sa requirements ni client, ganyan. Pero, yung starting from within, kasi creating from within, kung sa dati, yung sa typical way of doing things, walang awareness of creating from within, babalik ka rin sa dati.
Ah.
Alam mo yun, yung parang, kahit na ano pang bilhin mo, kahit ano pang gawin mo na bahay, or kahit ano pang ilagay mo na storage, gumawa ka pa ng maraming storage, magkaroon ka pa ng konti container ng storages for your life. Ano pa rin siya, magiging magulo pa rin siya ulit kung sa loob mo magulo ka.
Oh. Parang
ganun lang siya. Yung parang hindi siya, hindi yung outside mo yung pwede nating, parang sabihin na nating yes. Parang sinasabi ko lang dito is yung relationship between the two, ganito eh, parang meron tayong outside, meron tayong inside. Okay.
Yes.
Yung outside, tangible siya, nakikita mo talaga siya.
Yes.
Araw-araw, nandyan ka, nasa loob ka niyan. May choice ka. May choice ka na maglinis or may choice ka na itapon mo lang dyan sa floor yung kalat mo. Pagkatapos mo kumain ng ice cream, tapon mo lang dyan sa floor. Kahit walang naglilinis for you everyday. Kalat mo lang dyan, plastic, whatever. To me, kahit nalinisin mo siya, kahit na talagang araw-araw ka naglilinis or araw-araw ka nagkakalat, uuna pa rin talaga yung priority na ayusin and linisin mo yung loob. Kasi yung labas mo, it's just a byproduct. Parang to me, in my experience, it's just parang validation mo lang siya kung ano yung nasa loob. Kung ano yung nasa labas mo, validation mo lang siya kung ano yung nasa loob. Kunyari, dati ako, I used to hoard. Hindi collect eh. I used to hoard plants. Like, as in, sobrang dami kong plants. Nakatira ako sa condo. Tapos malaki kasi yung ano ko, yung
space.
Bintana. Okay, so seemingly, parang okay siya, diba? Kasi parang, uy, gusto kong mabuhay sa garden. Gusto kong ilagay yung farm ko sa loob ng bahay.
Like fresh air din, you know, oxygen.
Pero yung good, yung seemingly good thing na yun, yung seemingly positive na thing na yun, which is yung parang to dive deep into nature, naging alibi ko siya for my want to buy stuff. Parang to hoard stuff. Na parang kahit ano pa yan, if in excess na siya of anything, nagiging harmful na rin siya. Kasi parang nagiging super cluttered na yung space ko.
Yes.
Yun, after ko siyang i-declutter yung space ko na parang, alam mo yung feeling after? Para akong nakahinga. As in, para akong...
Yes!
Ay! Bumalik yung hindi naman emptiness, pero parang dahil naging lighter yung feeling, nag-cut ako talaga ng unnecessary or ng excess. Nag-declutter ako. Dahil doon, naano siya talaga, parang gumaan din yung pakiramdam ko inside. So, nag-work natin han. Pero syempre, yung dito sa pathways, ang laging tinuturo is to start from within kasi yun yung mas stable, yun yung something na, kasi everything starts from within.
Yes.
So, it's just yung outside. Parang ano, for example, ang kalat ng space ko, uy, siguro marami ka pinagdadaan.
Oo, may laging ganun na kasabihan, di ba? Ang gulo-gulo ng kwarto mo. May pinagdadaanan ka ba? Like, ganon. Parang, hello? Ang gulo ng utak nito. Ganon.
Ang gulo ng, isang gulo siguro ng utak nito. Or marami lang talaga siyang iniisip. Ganyan.
Yes.
Or parang, focused lang siya sa isang thing right now. So parang yung nasa outside niya, hindi na niya napapansin, parang ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Ganun siya. So parang maraming way kasi to, katulad ko, I do cleansing, I do decluttering, and mm-hmm. yung replanning and reassessment of the of the uses and purpose ng space. So, ano siya, may way lang. Kumbaga, may way out of the walls that you put or of the box. Kaya parang paulit-ulit ako about unboxing and about
decluttering.
Breaking down the barriers, breaking down the walls na nilagay natin. Kasi based on my experience, ako lang din yung naglagay nun sa sarili. Walang nag-exist na box. Walang category. Hindi yung environment mo rin. Kahit na, for example, as simple as ito yung space ko right now,
mm-mm.
kahit ano yan, pwede ko siyang baguhin. Pwedeng bigla na lang nandito ako sa white room na to, pero pwede ko siyang gawing, okay. or kunyari, ito na sa art room mo.
Mm-mm.
Oo. Pero pwede ko siyang i-convert into a spa, or into a library, or anything. Depende mm-hmm. sa purpose ko, ano siyang gawin dito sa room na to.
Tama.
So the same way, it's tangible siya. Walang kinaiba yun dun sa headspace natin or dun sa emotional space natin na pwede natin siyang baguhin, pwede natin baguhin yung narrative. Kasi tayo lang rin yung nag-impression sa sarili natin dun sa idea na yun. Like ito, kung itong, for example, itong room na to, kung nasan ako, walang nag-exist na room. Walang nag-exist na room. Kasi hindi kong tibagin yung walls na yan lahat.
Break the rules! Hindi
kong walls na yan. So parang, ganun, lahat to, yun, yung mm-mm. katulad nga na sinabi mo kanina, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Sa akin, in my own walk, ang number one ko talagang barrier is yung sarili ko. How I speak to myself and how I let my story define me, on how I let other people define me, then with the training that we have here in Pathways and yung kung paano namin siya ina-address, yung mga ganong, mas kaya mong mag-jump back. Kasi may community eh, alam mo yun, may community na nag-guide and may community na sama-sama yung pinagdadaanan, parang seemingly may parehas palang theme na nangyayari. Yun nga yung nakakatuwa eh, na parang etong community ng Pathways, may nabuo na rin siyang environment.
Mm-mm.
Na space of no judgment, safe space. So, ang yes. ano lang, may allowing of each other to be themselves. At the same time, hindi lang yung seemingly good yung pinag-uusapan. Kasi ano yun, yung good and bad, ano yung morality. Parang kanya-kanya tayo kung ano bang morality natin. So, ang mm-hmm. sinasabi ko lang, meron tayong allowing of everything that comes in between mm-hmm. na hindi lang yung seeming good yung ina-address. Yung parang hindi lang siya basta high vibe or mm-hmm. sa good vibes lang gusto ko, ha?
Oh, like,
pag bad vibes, ayoko niyan.
Nope, go away, ganun daw. But no.
Hindi, parang ito, yung may authenticity na parang, teka, life is not all glitz and glamour. Life is not all high vibe. Life is not all parabang candy canes and unicorns.
Mm-mm.
Ano siya, talagang it's everything. So, yung, yun, tas may shadows, alam mo yun, maraming, it's everything na eh. So,
tama.
So, hindi siya, yung gusto mo lang makita, yun lang yung titingnan mo.
Yes, tama, yun lang. Like,
medyo,
you're nitpicking.
Ano yun?
You're nitpicking na.
Medyo, ask yourself, ba't yun lang yung gusto mo makita?
Mm-mm.
Anong kinakatakot mong tingnan doon sa kabilang side? Ba't ka natatakot to begin with?
Yes. Basag ako doon. Pero like, honestly, kanina when we were talking about our environment, our space, ayan, like the box we're in right now, yung room. Napapatingin ako sa kwarto ko. And for sure, yung runners din napapatingin sa kwarto nila. Like, wait lang. Ano, like, naka-focus lang ba ako sa isang bagay ngayon? Or may mga kailangan akong ayusin? Ganun.
Yung ano kasi, yung isa pa is yung bakit ba nagde-declutter? Kasi, ano eh, especially tayo, mga Pinoy, mga Filipinos, medyo mili kasi tayo mag-hoard, bumili ng mga stuff yes. na we don't actually need. So parang, yes. it's, one is, yes! It's, one is, ano, one is, siguro, ako, naniniwala kasi ako na stagnant energy lang kasi yun, na once na nilet go mo kasi yung stagnant energy, it will just be replaced by new ones. Na by active energy na papasok rin lang siya sa buhay mo. So, bakit ka natatakot ulit po yan? Anong meron dyan? Why are you holding on to that when you don't even use it anymore? Na pwede naman na magkaroon siya ng other life, another life with someone else.
Mm-mm.
Yung, kunyari, hindi mo na ginagamit yung couch mo, nandyan lang siya. Wala lang. Gusto ko lang ng maraming couch sa bahay. Bakit? Pero kung hindi na siya masaya dyan, kasi walang gumagamit sa kanya, bakit siya nandyan? Eh, kung yung iba, wala lang. Eh, di, it's either, i-declutter mo na lang, mas magiging masaya pa yung couch sa another house. Hindi ko sinasabing may buhay yung couch. Ang sinasabi ko lang, it's yung energy.
Yes, yes.
Ano nangyayari kasi, nangyayari kasi, ano siya, nagiging stagnant lang siya. So, parang nag-play lang, parang nag-create ka lang ng bara doon sa space na parang you're just creating blockages na na hindi nagpo-flow yung energy doon sa space dahil lang meron kang binibigyan mo ng importance yung stuff na hindi na naman talaga siya important sa'yo. Important.
That's why at times
natatakot ka lang ilito siya.
I would feel so refreshed kapag nag-check in ako sa hotel na, you know, walang halos gaanong gamit. Then I would feel like refresh and open kapag nasa hotel ako. But when I get back here, parang kailangan ko maglinis bigla. Like, ang lakas ng, ano tawag dito? Energy ko to clean kapag galing ako hotel. Kasi like, I know what to clean. Okay, like, okay, let's. Ayun. That's that. Okay. Oh, so, sorry.
Isasabihin sana ako, pero huwag na.
Okay. don't worry. Okay. So, ate, do you have anything else to add when it comes to, you know, like our surroundings playing a role in the process of our self-discovery? Ayan.
So far, okay naman na. Wala na.
Okay, ayun. Kasi like, earlier, I'm really glad kasi halos nasagot na din yung second follow-up question ko na can the noise levels also affect our ability to engage in spiritual practices? For sure, yes! Okay, not just only yung mga ingay, you know, na naririnig natin, even yung spaces.
For sure, kaya, kasi...
Go ahead.
For example, diba, bakit ba pumupunta yung mga tao sa library? Bakit ba pumupunta yung mga tao sa... anywhere, like yung noise, yung vibration, yung sound, ano siya eh, or bakit ba pumupunta yung mga tao sa forest, or sa monk, ay sa, yung mga monks, ba't sila pumupunta sa mga temples? Dahil dun sa vibration, nung sound vibration na nabibigay ng space na yun. So, kunyari, gusto ko lang talagang mag-focus, edi syempre, pupunta ako dun sa tahimik.
Yes.
Depende sa iyo, ah.
Of course.
Ikaw, kung kunyari, ikaw, gusto mong mag-aral for an exam, tapos pumunta ka sa bar, kakaiba ka. Okay yun, di go. Kung yun yung trip mo, di go.
Oo.
Ano, like, pero ba't yung isang tao pumunta sa isang bar na sobrang ingay? Or parang, yun nga, sobrang daming tao, sobrang ingay. Kasi gusto mo lang umescape.
Mm-mm.
May tinatakasan ka. Gusto ko lang munang ibang ingay naman.
And it's not just rather your thoughts.
rather than yung usual na thoughts or usual environment that you're in, like whether sa bahay, sa office, or sa kaibigan. Ba't mo pinipili usually pumunta sa maingay? Parang gusto mo lang ng white noise? Gusto mo lang ng to escape yung reality? Yeah. Kaya parang magsa-step out ka of your typical
comfort zone.
Whereabouts.
Okay, naiintindihan ko na kung bakit. Okay, it's all coming together. Magme-make ako ng pun. And is that why runners, you choose to run away at times?
Sorry. Okay.
Ibang ingay naman ang gusto marinig. Ibang ingay mo.
Siguro, run away from ano, societal norms. Or ayan, parang from yung mga societal constructs, ganyan.
Ayan.
Kasi si Runaway Podcast, para siyang, to me, para siyang sabihin na natin rule breaker or parang rebel na. Teka, may other side of the coin, may other, pwede natin tingnan tong kabilang side na to. Kung ito yung lagi mo tinitingnan, ito namang kabilang side.
Yes.
May other option ka.
Tama.
Parang ganun.
Oh, I'm so happy. Okay, sorry. Okay, just deep breaths. Okay, all right. So, at the last question, I would like to ask you kung may mga pointers ba kaming kailangan matutunan. Like, bibigyan mo na kaming homework if ever, no? So, dun sa previous episodes with Ate Elna about our workplace, previous episode with Ate Ash, Ate Det, and Mommy Jay, this time, is there a way for us not to be fully consumed and fully influenced by an environment that's no longer healthy for us? May way ba tayo para makawala doon?
Laging may way and laging may option.
Mm-mm.
But it takes courage, dedication.
Mm-mm.
And it takes the awareness na you have a choice. Ikaw talaga yung gagawa nun. Basta malaman mo lang na may option. Maga, no one's gonna do that for you. Anong tanong mo ulit? Sorry po lang.
It's okay. Like, kumbaga, wag lang tayo maging fully consumed. Kasi di ba may saying na adapt or perish kapag may bago tayong environment. And at times, nakita natin siya sa workplace. Ako, personally, I can share a little bit na yung the way how we speak sa workplace. Minsan, nadadala ko outside of work. Minsan, nakukuha ko na din yung ibang attitude ng peers ko, ganun. So, we tend to forget who we really are. Ganun.
To go back to yourself within. To go back to getting to know yourself, na yung options na yun kasi lalabas lang yun when you get to know yourself. Hindi siya parang tipong kaibigan mo, uy, ano bang pwede kong gawin dito? Tapos magsasuggest siya, mag-a-advise siya sa'yo, tapos gagawin mo na lang bigla. Parang, oo, pwede mong gawin yun. Pwede mong gawin yun, pero kasi parang ano lang siya ulit, parang band-aid na solution lang siya ulit. Parang hindi mo matatanggal talaga yung wound na nagki-create nung reason kung bakit, why you keep attracting those types of environment na gusto mong takasan, yes, gusto mong alisan. So, for me, ano pa rin talaga, babalik ka pa rin talaga sa healing, of course. Healing from within, self-discovery, unlearning, kung ano yung mga ginawa, tinapal sa atin, inalaw nating itapal sa sarili sa atin, hanggang dito ka na lang, ikaw, mediocre ka, ikaw, hindi ka grateful na anak. Kung ano man yung tingin mo ay nabuo mong prison o nabuo mong box for yourself, dahil ikaw lang rin yung nag-create niyan, you have the ability to take that off. You have the ability to unbox yourself. Kasi ikaw yan buhay mo yan, alam mo yun, walang maglalakad niyan for you. It's not like a task na nyari boss ka, tapos, oh, timplahan mo ako ng kape. Hindi siya ganun eh. Kasi mm-hmm. it's within you. So, sinuutusan mo yung sarili mo lang rin. O, pagalingin mo yung sarili mo. Wala, hindi mo siya madadaya. You really have to do the work. You have to be brave enough to face yourself every day na, hey, meron akong problema or meron akong issues, meron akong wounds na kailangang harapin. And ito yung it will allow me to take myself out of the environment, whatever it is na gusto mong alisan. Kasi naalala ko lang before. For example, as simple as social media, Facebook or Instagram, whatever, meron kasing button doon na parang pwede mong i-unfollow yung mga toxic people. Yung tingin mong toxic or tingin mong hindi kayo nag-a-align ng perspective or parang medyo annoying lang talaga yung content. Mm-mm. Parang ganun lang. Kung yun nga sa Facebook nga, naisip nga ni Facebook yun eh.
Oo nga.
Tayo, meron din tayong... Yes. Kasi Facebook, nagawa yun.
Meron din tayo doon. We can do it.
Parang kaya mong gawin yun sa sarili mo.
Mm-mm.
Ano lang, parang most of the time lang talaga, people don't know that they have a choice. Hindi talaga nahahain na, uy, may other way. May alternative or may pag-asa pa yung buhay. Ano yun? Yung tuloy-tuloy na healing, yung parang making healing part of your life, of your walk, of your journey, yung ano siya, it's a tool for you to grow and expand and evolve. So, yung itong ginagawa namin na patuloy kaming nag-heal and nag-grow and nag-kinikilala yung sarili, deeper and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Nakaka-create kasi kami ng spiritual stamina na...
Ayan.
Spiritual stamina na hindi ka basta-basta mayayanig ng kung ano mang environment ka nandun. In fact, parang instead of allowing the environment to
dictate,
na parang mag-dictate or mag na yung environment mo yung mag ano man tawag sa ganun, may influence pa ng environment mo. Rather than ganun, ikaw yung mag-influence na. Baliktad na. hindi na siya. Hindi na siya ganun. Parang ano, yun yung sinasabi kong another way. Hindi na siya, hindi ka na madidiktahan ng kung ano yung hinain sa'yo. Kasi ikaw mismo, hindi mo kailangan kainin yung hinain na yun. Pwede ka magluto ng sarili mong pagkain.
Tama.
Parang ganun.
My goodness. Ako ay natutuwa kasi that's really powerful, ate. Like, rather than you being influenced by your environment, you influence your environment. Okay. I love it. Okay. And so, ate, we have talked about a lot of stuff over the past hour and so. Ang favorite ko is, so far, I have a couple of my favorites. Do not let other people define your story or even dictate how your story is going to go. Kasi you have the power. There is no box. Walang box. There is no spoon. Kung nanonood kayo ng Matrix, okay? Like, there's no spoon.
Oh, I know.
Ayan. Yun. And if you want to put yourself in a box, you always have the power to choose how you would design it. Kung nag-bondi kayo dati, ate, yun. Yun ang alala ko bigla. I was like, oh yeah, bondi up. So may maliit na space. So it was nice. Okay. So in the last part, ate, what advice or words of encouragement would you offer to someone who may want to start making changes sa environment nila? Na ito na, ito na ako. So this is me. I'm about to influence my environment. Ano pwede kong gawin?
Siguro suggestion ko lang, no? For you to open your eyes first, na, teka, magkaroon ng bravery, ng courage na harapin nasaan ka ba talaga right now? Ano talaga yung totoo?
What's the present moment?
Yung parang huwag mo nang i-sugarcoat. Nasaan ka talaga right now? Nasa sabihin natin ano siya eh, parang aside from the actual tangible environment, meron kasi tayong kinikreate na space na yung headspace natin na parang kahit na, for example, kahit na sobrang ina-abuse ka na ng partner mo or okay, verbally or physically, or kahit na kahit na kunyari, itong room na to art room siya or like office siya, iba yung nakikita mo. Hindi mo tinitingnan siya as it is.
Yes.
Hindi mo nakikita na ina-abuse ka. Ang to you, parang you're always making excuses about your partner na hindi ganyan lang talaga siya magmahal. Hindi kasi abuse siya ng bata siya, kaya ay ano, ina-accept ko siya as he is dahil kailangan niya ng magmamahal, kailangan niya ng intindi sa kanya. So ako na lang yun. Itatry ko na lang siyang intindihin. So parang in the process, na nasan ka? Sino yung nag-iintindi para sa'yo? Or parang nasan yung pagmamahal mo naman sa sarili mo? So in the same way, na dito sa environment, sa tangible space, teka, art room ito, talaga bang art room siya? Eh bakit nandyan yung, alam mo yun, ang daming, pwedeng ang dami mong nilagay ng mga gamit, parang nakatago lang talaga yung mga kalat.
Mm-mm.
Hindi mo siya ma-let go. Alam mo yun, parang hindi. Siguro start with that, with the actual awareness kung nasan ka at the moment. And then try to little by little declutter your life.
Ayan, check if what's still making you happy. Tama ba ate? Ganun?
Na ano ba siya, may sense pa ba bakit ito, ba't ako nandito? Nagsiserve pa ba siya ng purpose for me? Itong space na to or itong whatever environment you're putting yourself into. Like whether sa groups or sa environment or sa... Marami kasi, marami yung sense ng environment. For me,
yes.
Environment kasi is ano, kung ano yung outside na ginagalawan mo. If ako to sa MK, saan ko nilalagay yung sarili ko?
Ayan.
Sa group of friends or sa group of people or sa like yung family or yung exterior na environment mo.
Tama. Oo nga, no, like late ko lang din na realize na whenever we talk about the environment, we're not just talking about one thing. It can be so many different things. You can look that up, the runners.
To me, it's an out. Kumbaga parang it's anything na labas sa'yo. Na nilalagay mo yung sarili mo doon. Yun yung environment to me.
Tama. Thank you so much. And of course, Ate Mika, I'm really happy that finally we had to do our episode after many weeks of resting and waiting. Ayan. So,
may nag-holiday din kasi.
Oo. Siyempre. Kailangan natin yan. So before we officially wrap things up for the podcast, would you like to say anything? Say hi to someone, say thank you to anyone. Ayun. Go. Floor is yours.
Hi. Ay, hindi, ano ba? Hello. Oh. And thank you. I'm awkward. Hello. Thank you Jerome, and sobrang thank you na ginawa mo to with Pathways, and thank you sa ginagawa mo na nag-create ka ng ripples without you knowing it. And thank you sa space na to na very welcoming and very light lang na kahit ano, go lang.
Yes.
And may acceptance.
Tapos, yes, of course.
And yun, so parang hi lang din sa mga nanonood and yun sa family ko, and with hi sa Pathways.
Hello. Maraming pa kulo ang pathways very soon this year. Kaya abangan nyo yan. So, po.
Yes.
Oh, so speaking of pathways pala ate, where can we find you to show love and support sa mga
meron
projects?
Meron kaming Facebook group. Pathways Community. Wait lang.
Oh, okay.
And meron kaming website. Thepathwayscommunity.com. Tapos sa Instagram, meron kaming Pathways Heals.
Ayan. Okay. Nako, future Jerome, ikaw na bahala dyan. I-click mo na yan sa comment section. Ha, dalian mo. Please. Highlight mo na ngayon na Jerome. Dali. Future Jerome, kaya mo na yan. Ayan. Oh, tsaka yung project, yung firm nyo ate, what's that?
Hiraya. Hiraya Project.
Ah, okay. Hiraya Project. That's on Facebook din? Tama? And
Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, okay. Facebook and Instagram. Okay. I'm really glad. Ayan. Future Jerome, ha? And highlight mo na lang, please. Thank you. Thank you, Future Jerome. Thank you.
Thank you.
May kita na din yung links lahat sa description ng podcast if you're listening on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify, then it's everything in the description. Ayan. So, of course, you guys, please be sure to follow Pathways Community on Facebook, Instagram, and on their website. Book your healing session today. Just click all the links in the description para malaman nyo na kung ano ang pathways. There we go. Okay? All right. So, you guys, we still have two more episodes left. Two more episodes before we officially wrap up the third season of the Seven Dimensions of Wellness. Ate Mika, thank you so much for making time and sharing your wisdom to the runners and sa Pathways Community and to the runners that are watching. Thank you for your time too and tuning in sa live. There we go. Okay? Okay. So just don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, run away with Runaway Podcast. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
And that's it for this episode. If you like to support the podcast, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Runaway Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, run away with Runaway Podcasts.